All right, so big news today. TMZ first broke the story. A number of high-ranking people, I mean, everybody from Jay-Z and Beyonce to the vice president, Hillary Clinton, the attorney general, their personal information hacked and put online. We're talking previous addresses, credit reports, birthdays, phone numbers, social security numbers. How does this happen, and what will the government do to maybe put a stop to this? New Jersey-based attorney Gregory Gianfricaro joins the Ralphie Show right now. I guess first things first, you're advising a Jay-Z or a Beyonce or a Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, Ashton Kutcher, a lot of other celebrities' information compromised here with this hack. What's the first thing that you're doing today?
I am calling the police or the state attorney general or the U.S. attorney general, and I'm trying to get criminal charges filed against these individuals that are responsible for this hacking.
The vice president, the attorney general, Hillary Clinton, all's information on there as well. So, of course, the FBI is also already involved. What's the next step after that? Because obviously you want an investigation. You want this person brought to justice. But now your client, or your information's out there. How are you making sure that your identity isn't stolen?
Once it's out there, it's almost as if you cannot put the genie back in the bottle.
Right, exactly. Attorney Gregory Gianfricaro here on The Ralphie Show. We're talking about all these celebrities and public figures whose very personal information was hacked and published onto the internet. I did visit the website. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't think we should be publicizing it. It's a .su domain, which was the old Soviet Union. So I think it's coming probably from out of the country. Now, again, you're probably talking international, federal, and state laws and criminal charges that can be brought against this person. But then on top of that, especially with a Jay-Z or a Beyonce, you're probably talking also civil suits as well. No, I mean, whoever is responsible for this could really be, not only are they looking at a lot of jail time, but they're looking at some serious lawsuits as well that could go after their personal assets, right?
Yes, of course. But you know, in a situation like that, you correctly state that this website is from another country. In all practicality, what's the ability to collect on that kind of situation?
Well, again, as you mentioned, with a lot of public figures, especially in this day and age of the way the media works, certainly they give up a good amount of their privacy, but you hope that this doesn't start some type of trend because this is pretty awful. Breaking it down for us, New Jersey-based attorney Gregory Gianfricaro, thank you so much for the 411, sir.
Ralphie, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.